This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Refer a Friend Month is over. The clock is struck midnight. No more referring friends. If you like the show and you have a friend who also watches The Bachelor, don't send
it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Wait around until the next Refer a Friend Month, which could be later this year.
If Bachelor in Paradise comes back.
I got some distressing news about that. Well, more distressing rumors and nastiness, but.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Rim Harrison.
Well, not Rim Harrison. This is from someone else, and it's directed at you. The mailbag text starts with what AB failed to take into account and then presents some evidence, and it's compelling evidence.
Here we go.
Sorry, AB and all the Paradise heads. Refer Friend Month. More than 100 of you referred friends.
Wow.
We appreciate that. Thanks to everyone who participated. Stick around to the end of the episode to see if you won one of the 10 stickers we're giving away, or the grand prize is 2 t-shirts, AB.
Wow, 2 t-shirts?
Blowing out this year. 2 t-shirts.
Wow.
Stick around to the end of the episode, or you can skip there for now if you don't want to wait. Nothing we can do to stop you. Any other Refer a Friend Month's comments, AB?
No, going to be a tough episode for AB. First of all, my winner's gone, AB Moines, and then it sounds like I'm going to get my comeuppance towards the end, so stay tuned.
No, it's not a comeuppance. It's just you got to take all the factors into account,
okay.
Which you're not doing. Question for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, is hometowns one of those things where our memories tell us it was better than it really was? Like when?
No.
When was the last blockbuster hometown with an outrageous family member or uncomfortable tension?
The ones that come to mind is Barb Weber, obviously, goes without saying.
I don't even remember if she was like that on hometowns. I feel like that was mostly Peter's
season.
She was
sobbing. No, she was. Remember when she was sobbing?
That was when
that
Peter was
season?
The Bachelor. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's not. I remember Dean. Had
Dean's
some
dad,
stuff
yeah.
going on there. Yeah. I don't know. I have a bad memory for this type of thing.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure there were some good ones
I'm
since then.
I imagine
there were some good ones.
For a long time, the big thing was like someone asking the protective dad for his blessing and the, you mm-hmm. know, the gruff dad, like not, that's not really a part of it anymore. And it really doesn't even signify the lead's intentions anymore. We used to look at that mm-hmm. and be like, oh, does that mean they want to propose to so-and-so? Now they're
I
just
remember,
doing it.
Who was the girl that didn't even get inside?
Oh,
like they didn't even go
Victoria.
That was something.
That was something.
That was something.
That was a good one.
That was something.
Peter season. That was back
was
in Peter
season.
Season?
Yeah. Okay.
The greatest season of
didn't
all time.
Didn't even go inside the hometown.
Parents just waiting in there. They flew everybody, the whole crew out to Virginia. Peter didn't meet the family. In. And that was because someone during the daytime we're led to believe just someone from town was like, you heard about
I remember Victoria? The one, these are not really good hometowns, but I remember the one during COVID where they went outside in the driveway and waved to the dad who had some, he couldn't say hi.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't actually talk very long. I remember something being funny about that.
I went into this hoping that at least Maria's dad, maybe Rachel's dad, would do something. And there's no horror. There's no disgust. There's no distrust. We had multiple sets of parents encourage the 25% chance winner to tell the lead you're in love with him, which you very often.
This was worse than ever. This was a bad hometowns.
I thought you disagreed. Why were you?
I'm disagreeing that hometowns are always this bad. I was going to tell you this was worse than ever. Don't think that it's always this bad. I always like hometowns. This one wasn't good. There was no drama. But yeah, it's probably overblown. I'm sure it's overblown a little bit, but I don't think this is a fair representation of what usually happens on hometowns even.
Okay.
There's at least some concerns.
Some concern. There was more concern on the Golden Bachelor hometown. I remember with Leslie. Leslie's kids were more roughhousing with Gary than any of these parents. Anything else before we get to Kelsey A's in New Orleans?
No.
People, I'll tell you what. There's some people in the mailbag who are so convinced Kelsey A is the winner and that we don't know what we're looking at that I'm convinced that they're spoiled. Those people are secretly feeding us spoilers the way they talk about Kelsey A.
They're spoiled.
And now we're spoiled. That's true.
I have changed my opinion, obviously, on how this season's going to end because I had to out of necessity. And stay tuned to find where Kelsey ends up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tandem bike ride through the park in New Orleans.
They're playing some real music here. Music, Princess and the Frog music.
Wow. That's big. That's expensive, I got to think.
Well, they're ABC, Disney. It's probably free. They should probably do more of this, to be honest.
I agree.
Playing Disney music.
They see a butterfly, which I really wanted to call out as CGI, but looked pretty real.
Was it CGI?
I don't think it was. I think it was just a little blurry. It was out of focus. I think it was real. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that hard to believe there would be a butterfly in this park.
No.
So.
No.
And who am I to, butterflies remind Kelsey of her mom. Am I going to say actually?
It would be in poor form of Rim. For him to say there's no butterflies.
CGI a butterfly for our entertainment.
Yeah, that's true.
Kelsey's starting to fall in love with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, they see someone taking some bridal photos nearby. What do you make of this? She's nervous that her heart could get broken at the end. They are really harping on Joey's biggest fear being not being chosen.
Not chosen.
It's every episode. And I'm just wondering what they're leading to.
I think this guy's genuinely crippled with fear of ending the show as a disappointment. Going through this whole process and it ended up not working. I think he is genuinely anxious about that. I do.
I do too. It's just the previews that, where they do the thing at the beginning of the episode, or the beginning of the first episode, it was Joey. That's never happened before. I just am wondering I'm very curious. Every time this
what's
is mentioned,
happen?
I'm like, what is going to happen?
I think it's not going to be as good as we think. I think it's going to be very normal, the end of this show. That's my prediction. And I think he's going to let go of the second person in my power rankings from this week. And that's going to be devastating for him.
Okay.
And then nothing's going to come of this. I think he's going to get chosen. Everything's going to be fine. And there's not going to be anything weird about the ending of this season. That's what I think.
I hope you're right. And that's probably the rational way to look at it. I just keep going back to him saying, that's never happened before.
Never happened before. It's definitely, whatever he's talking about has definitely happened before. That's my prediction.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I like that.
I wrote here, Rim, hadn't really thought about this, but I thought Kelsey was a distant fourth or a third or fourth coming into here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about if I was the Bachelor, I think I'd use my fourth spot
totally
to go somewhere I want to go.
Because you're not actually considering the fourth person.
No, I'm not considering the fourth person, obviously. There's too much room to... You got to make up too much room there. So I would, you know... Someone lives in fucking Louisiana? Yeah, let's go. I've always wanted to go there.
That should be alarming that we've never had that as a thing before, but that should be going forward. The fourth spot should be reserved for most desirable hometown.
Yeah, where exactly you want to go and experience the culture.
Exactly.
And it'd be the bayou, okay? Yeah.
Well, I've yet to visit New Orleans as well, but I've seen enough reality shows shot there. I'd say hundreds of episodes of reality TV that mm-hmm. takes place in New Orleans. So if I did go, I would be disappointed if, you know, a band didn't start playing Where the Saints Go Marching In within 100 feet of me eating street food.
Wherever I am, a beignet, of course. Yeah. I was a little disappointed. I'd be disappointed if I was Joey. I didn't feel like they really
not enough French Quarter.
No swamp. No riding on one of the what are those things called?
Didn't go hunting for gators
with the fan on the back, the big fan thing on the back.
I don't know the name.
They didn't go gator hunting. Mm-mm. I would have been a little disappointed.
There were no big LSU game. Eclectic locals. There were no real Cajun guys leading them around.
I didn't feel the culture except for the music, which is a big part. But I didn't feel the culture enough. I want to be drinking a huge Mardi Gras drink. Okay, on the streets, walking around.
Well, that's a great opinion that I agree with. They did go to that barber chair bar that John Taffer saved in Bar Rescue. I don't know if you...
Did they?
No. They went to a bar, and that's the first thing that came to my mind. Hey, Joey, be sure to ask her about her mom. Don't forget. Big day for her. She probably misses her mom. Why don't you bring that up?
Over.
That's the producer. And
over.
He puts a big one through. Got it.
Yeah,
in his pocket. Kelsey misses her mom, of course, but she's excited for Joey to meet her dad. Family time. Joey's meeting Kelsey's brother, Matthew, projected first round pick, Matthew.
Okay, great, Grim. These people are tall.
Well, I need the Chiefs to pick Matthew up. I don't know his age or history.
These are hosses.
Yeah, that guy's a hoss. That guy's a hoss.
This family has size. Mm-hmm.
Size, but compassion and tenderness as led by the patriarch, Mark.
Yep.
This is a good family.
Wholly agree. I think the dad, I wrote at some point that, you know, I think people are going to fall in love with this guy.
Yeah,
the gentle giant.
Yes.
With wisdom and has gone through
a lot.
Can share a lot of helpful tips to both of these people, these young kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
First, they run down their trips taken to date locations. Mark must not have watched last season because Joey mentioned it's his second time in New Orleans. They'd been there on charity season. Mark, not a historian, but has other more important things to do. Kelsey is her sister. They have a chat. Kelsey is her. Taylor is a sister. Kelsey and Taylor chat.
Kelsey is the contestant.
That's how little I've been focusing on Kelsey is I saw the name Kelsey. I go, it must be her sister.
I will say I had to really think about what her name was at the start of this. I will say that.
For most of the season, she was...
And she's one of my Kelseys.
The second Kelsey for me. When I thought of the Kelseys, I thought of Kelsey T and then Kelsey.
There are two Kelseys, yeah. Well, now that one of the Kelseys is gone, I forgot that I forgot her name for a minute, but...
I did too.
I figured it out.
Kelsey is the contestant that is falling in love with Joey. Her sister Taylor and her talk. Mm-hmm. Taylor asks, hey, have you gone through anything together? Have you been through any complications? And Kelsey says, you know, well, other than us never having been exclusively dating on account of this being a TV show competition, not really. Taylor's afraid that Kelsey will get her heart broken. Anything else here?
No. Nope.
How about Dad Mark and Joey? The gentle giant.
I like this guy. Gentle giant. I wrote gentle giant too.
He might. Well, it's because you already said it. I was just repeating.
BFG. Did I already say gentle giant?
Come here, Joey. He's got Joey on his finger. That's a throwback.
PFG, one of the great books. I don't have anything. This guy's great. I like him a lot. He's very tall.
Joey's
that's all
answers?
I got.
He might not be that tall. He might be 6'1". Joey might be 5'9".
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think this was a tall family. I really do.
What do you make of Joey's answers to his questions about, you know, basic questions, you know, good answers? I'd say good answers.
Fine answers. I thought all of his answers were
suspiciously
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say pre-rehearsed and pretty good. Yeah.
They all say, all the leads say, there's no good answer. You have to say, you know, my feelings for your son or daughter are real.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
But, you know, I'm still going to do the fantasy suite if that's what you're asking. We're still going all the way to the end.
I can't guarantee you I'm going to pick your daughter. That's what it comes down to.
And if I break up with
I'm
her.
I'm going to do fantasy suites, and there's a 1 in 4 chance, okay? I can't guarantee you anything past that.
Well, yeah, and there's a 1 in 4 chance that I will break up with your son or daughter at the proposal point. Humiliating, the worst place I could do it. Could happen too.
There's a very good chance I will break their heart.
Hard. Yeah. And I'll wait for them to tell me they love me first and do a big speech, and then I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you, Dad? Dad and Kelsey. You know, a lot of hometowns, a parent will have some genuine, logical concerns. But then the kid will make an emotional appeal. Say, hey, you know, this person you're dating, the parent goes, they're dating 3 other people. You know, how can you really be in love? You've never been exclusive. You haven't said I love you to each other. How can you possibly get engaged? But then the kid will go, yeah, but I'm so happy. The Bachelor makes me feel special. I can see a life with this person. They make me feel safe. Or in Kelsey's case, me and the Bachelor talked about how you took care of mom. That makes me cry. Next thing you know, parents are on board. How are you going to say, yeah, but after what Kelsey said here, you can't. You can't really deny what Kelsey feels here, even if
he reminds me of you.
It's over.
And
then.
You were an awesome husband and took care of mom. And you've been a great dad. And he reminds me a lot of you. Is that okay? What are they going to say?
Well, that sounds like an awesome
guy.
Gonna
say?
I got to admit.
Yeah, he sounds awesome. He sounds like me.
There's just nothing else. The kids usually
win. There's
nothing
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelsey does say in the middle there, Kelsey says, I think I love him to her dad.
Yeah.
Through tears, both of them crying. Very emotional moments.
She also said to the camera, I want to blurt that I love him, but she did not during their outside debrief.
Nope.
Did this hometown make you feel any different about Kelsey's prospects?
I wrote here, I'm still not sure.
Nice.
That's just what I wrote here. You want me to go back and change my notes? Because what happened, I'm not going to do it. No. I would never do that, okay? That's just what I wrote in the moment. I'm still not so sure.
Well, I read the mailbag prior to this, so I was looking at it a little differently. I was like, damn.
And what did you
say? Apparently, this is the winner, so I got to like mold my thoughts around this person winning. Rachel's hometown in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Sorry, Rachel's family. You know, we blew the budget on the drone show.
Yeah.
Best we can do is a hometown where you...
We got the Princess and the Frog song.
We got, that too. We can't go to Hawaii. We can't take you to where the Dodgers single A affiliate plays their home games if you're interested in that.
She said home away from home. Is there any, did you do any research? Is this anything to do with her?
I think her aunt and uncle live there. I assume that was her house. That's what I picked up.
Okay.
But it wasn't super clear. Yeah.
Okay.
Her parents are still in Hawaii. That's what I took from it. She grew up in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think still
her
lives there.
Her family flew in from Hawaii, it sounds like. Most
there
of them.
There you go. And Joey, reminder, lived in Hawaii for at least a few years. I don't know for sure, but I don't get the sense that he intends to move back.
I don't either. I think we talked about that. That's old Joey. Hawaii Joey's
phase.
Over. Hawaii
Joey's
Joey over.
Is over.
You don't do 2 stints in Hawaii. You either move there and live there forever, or you move there, live there for a couple years, and you move back and never go again. There's no moving twice to Hawaii. That's not a 2-time move to situation. It just doesn't happen.
But how are him and his bride-to-be going to do the media tour? How are they going to do Dancing with the Stars? He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
You think he has the dancing skills?
No, but he's got the chest.
Okay.
Where you can have it unbuttoned halfway down, twirling around.
That's
I don't watch the show. Yeah. I assume there's a lot of chesty guys.
Legitimately, how would he make this work in Hawaii? It'd be too expensive.
No chance.
Flying back and forth all the time. Come on.
Rachel,
the guy who saved the show. Come on.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think it was a
they
team
got a lot of things.
It was
a team lot of things planned.
Rachel coached him up for the family meeting. She was nervous before they walked in. I think more nervous than he was.
Yeah.
Rachel's family apparently very traditional and unlikely to be on board with this process. Or so we're told.
Well, she gave him the cheat code, Rim. She gave him the instant
cheat code.
Was that
not the biggest cheat code you've ever seen?
That's a cheat code. Absolutely. Well, here's the code that gives you all the fucking...
The standing ovation.
The weapons. Yeah, it gives you all the weapons. The unbeatable weapons and unlimited lives. Here's the cheat code.
The star in Mario Kart that never runs
out.
Yeah,
here's the unlimited star for you cheat code. So everything, it was over. After she gave him that, it was a wrap.
The place went crazy.
When he did the hand to the head, place went nuts.
Even the biggest hater in the room, Hakeem, was like, yeah. The guy's got what it takes.
God damn.
You're one of us now.
This guy's special. Family.
Family, put her there. Come here. Come in. Bring it in. I will say, when they walked in before the blue shell Joey dropped, Hakeem did look grumpy and
pissed.
Really not pleased what was happening. All these cameras in his house.
Then the cheat code.
He slowly came along. He started smiling a bit more. Joey was going to eat that pig's ear. I'm pretty sure it was already in his hand. He was just going to eat it anyway. He didn't need to learn what
it meant. What'd she say? Something about how...
You know, if the man's interested in the woman, he eats the pig's ear. He's like, I was...
That's what it is. He's like, fuck it. He could not have eaten that thing faster.
He didn't care at all.
You talked about her dad feeling better throughout the day. Well, he's fucking at the pig roast barbecue, Rim.
Yeah,
of course
he's having a great time.
You're not going to have a bad time. You might come in a little grumpy, yeah. But then you're getting more buzzed and you're eating more pig. And I mean, come on. He's not going to stay upset about what's going on.
Like, right.
The sun is shining. It looked like a beautiful day.
It really was.
Beautiful backyard. All the people. There was a bunch of people there. A grip of people.
Plus. Yeah.
He's having a blast.
It had nothing to do with Joey. What? I don't think Joey, he warmed up to Joey.
He's having a blast with all his people,
like,
all his family.
Outside, yeah.
Eating this pig. Unlimited pig.
The secondary members of the family were more enthused with him from the start, but it's probably for that reason. They were just having a good time.
Yeah.
Rachel and Dad Hakeem. She wants his okay on this one. Wasn't a great sign that she didn't seem to be sure that he knew how this ended. I think she left and he didn't know what she was doing.
I agree.
And
I think she said,
told him,
I'm going on the show. Watch last season. Just in case if hometowns happens, I want you to have watched last season, but Hakeem didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He did not do his homework.
Didn't do it. He didn't do it.
Said, I think there's a proposal. He said something about like an initial proposal, and technically that's wrong, but in reality that's right. This is an initial, not real proposal.
Usually, you need a second proposal for things to happen.
Yeah. So he had kind of a good handle on it, but anyway, Dad's proud of her. They're both crying at the end of it.
He gives her some advice though: be even keeled, don't get too high or too low.
Yeah.
Because you may get your heart broken. Just solid advice.
Well, some could say, it contrasts with the next couple hometowns, which is don't have a wall up.
Don't have a wall up.
Be reckless with your heart.
Dive right in.
You
see that bridge
drown.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if there's water underneath it, but
go jump.
Who
knows how deep it is? Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never been here before, but jump off this bridge.
I've never been where you're at.
I've never been to this bridge. I have no idea what's underneath it.
I don't like how you got to this bridge. I don't like the route you took.
Now you're here.
Now you're here. You might as well jump. I don't know. Good luck to you.
I would.
Pat you on the back. Joey and Mom. It was pretty obvious she thought this was dumb, but she did give Joey a chance. She was respectful to Joey. She was not like, look at this clown coming in here with the clown show.
Mm-hmm.
Anything here?
Well, he did the hand to the head.
So, who knows how she would have been if not the hand.
You got to always remember. She's always remembering back to that.
Yeah.
Respect.
Mom leaves that conversation still skeptical.
Verdict is still out, she says, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad with Joey. How did Joey handle this with skeptical?
He asked for the hand in marriage without really asking. Her dad gives it without really giving it.
He kicked the can down the road.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
Which I think kind of ruins this whole potential moment on these seasons forever.
Because now all the dads are going to do this?
Yeah. It's,
I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's the obvious way to do it. Like, yeah, I
guess. Call me before you do it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you it right now. There's three other people.
Anyone who would say, and there have been many, say, yes, you can have my heart and daughter's hand in marriage after that question with three people left. Just not serious about, you don't care about your child's heart.
If you do that, you're throwing it.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, that was, I think, still a surprising thing, given how we were led to believe Hakeem would think about this. But
yeah, he says, if it comes to that time, you can call me up.
Yeah. A lot of tears to go around in this family. Sister and Rachel cry a bit.
It seems like Rachel has some sort of relationship that I was unaware of that was really...
Well, they made it seem bad.
...tough for her family, not just Rachel. The breakup.
The breakup, yeah, because I think her parents really liked the guy.
Yeah.
And it was hard for all involved, not just Rachel on her own.
Mm, yeah.
A lot of crying. People behind the cameras probably crying, too.
It's been a long day, Rem. Well, we're getting, we're getting very buzzed. The sun is sapping our energy. I mean, yeah, they're getting a little emotional towards the end.
Rachel and Joey out front. So Rachel said to the camera earlier that she is falling in love with Joey. But she talked to her parents, and it was kind of a guard your heart. You know, be careful. So she was second-guessing whether she should say that to Joey. But then I think Rachel's sister, if I recall,
Sister is what, yeah, you got
said,
it.
Tell Joey you're falling in love with him.
Yeah.
We may need to add a new rung to the falling ladder, or whatever we call it, because Rachel previously told...
Is it a coaxed? Coaxed falling in love?
No, I think this is different phrasing.
What are you saying? Well, oh, she said different phrasing.
So,
okay, what did she say?
I think she said, previously I told you that I'm falling for you.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm here to say I'm falling in love with you.
What's the difference? What are you saying?
Well, AB, I'm falling for you.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
AB, I'm falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a difference there.
There's a difference between I'm falling for you and I'm falling in love with you.
Yes. Rachel presented this phrase as like another step where
I think
I'd never even thought of that before, that there could be a difference.
I think there is a difference.
But it's not that
but
big.
But it's not different floors. Okay.
Oh.
You know when you're climbing up the stairs and there's a little middle where you're not quite to the next
floor. Yeah, a little landing on stairs that turn.
There's a landing. Yeah, mm-hmm. The stairs that turn in the hotel. This is the landing in between I'm falling in love with you.
Brilliant.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm falling for you. That is a slight landing. It's not a whole nother floor, though. You can't give it its whole nother tier. Yeah. Can't do it. Won't do it.
If we were, here is what the ladder rungs would be. Number one, at the bottom, I can see myself falling for you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we have to add, I can see myself falling in love with you, since there's a difference between those two on these next two
landing.
That's another landing. And then I'm falling for you.
I'm falling for you.
Which is you're on a floor. And then I'm falling in love with you landing.
Uh-huh.
I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think would be one. And then I love you. I feel like I'm missing
some. Yeah. No, you probably are missing a couple, but those are the main ones. Yeah.
I think
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Rachel presented that. I'm like, is this new information?
You're saying the same thing.
they're innovating here on the show. Let's take a quick break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daisy's hometown in Becker, Minnesota. Fall colors jumping off the screen. They timed the hometown filming dates right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The rest of this episode was autumnal.
I wrote here, it's time for the main event. Coming up on the last two. Hometown's first two are the undercard, and here comes the main event. The two that really are in competition.
They immediately hop into a horse-drawn wagon. Two horses. She's got a cable-knit sweater on. He's wearing a flannel jacket. Townspeople are decorating cookies and selling hot cocoa.
Yeah.
There are llamas.
It's a Hallmark movie. I've been saying this all year about Daisy.
I was going to say, if you squint, this looked like Lacey Chabert and whoever the guy she's. Blonde Lacey?
Blonde Lacey.
That's
what it is.
And they knew that. That was an obvious, this was intentional to make it be a Hallmark movie. They'd fake snow.
Does part of Daisy come off as actor-y to you?
Wait, whoa.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking you a question. This is a question for you. Does anything she says come off?
No more than Joey. If we're going to throw one fan favorite under the bus,
shout
out,
let's
no more than
Joey.
Would you say not much? You know, maybe a little like prepared, but not overly so. I don't think so. Do you?
There are parts to me.
Holy
okay?
cow. Watershed moment
that
in the season
seem
recap.
A little too movie-y.
And you've seen a lot of these movies.
And I've seen a lot of these movies.
/RimAB, yeah.
It doesn't seem like something. And I know this isn't real life, but coming from her, I don't see it with the other three at all. And some of the things she says, I'm like rolling my eyes like, okay, this is ridiculous. Isn't something anyone says in real life. There's just a hint of that with me. Just a hint.
I applaud you for taking that stand, for
brave.
Having that
what
opinion.
What I just
that
said
was
really very
brave. I like it a lot. At some point this season,
I'll
you
point
and I,
to a part where she's where do it. My eyes almost rolled out of my head. So
there was a point this season where we noted that I think we named three people who had the most natural conversations with Joey. I believe the people were Rachel,
yep,
Jen. And the third might have been Daisy, but it could have been someone else. The fact that I don't know for sure tells you that she was probably not firmly in that group. So you think she's putting on a little?
Just a little. And there's nothing.
It's not real life. Remember,
I like
kids.
Carrying on. Putting on, carrying on. I like that. So I don't really think of that even as a negative. I just think there's a tad.
Maybe
a tad.
You know what I thought in my
and
mind?
And that can lead to other things, or it might not. It might be nothing. It might
prediction time.
Putting on for the cameras a little bit, but it doesn't mean she doesn't like him necessarily, but
I think she
it
might
could.
Not like him. I think she might not
it
like
could
him.
Mean
maybe.
That.
It might mean that.
It could mean that. Oh, you're pushing it even further.
Well, because of what happened with her friends. The Daisy
what
clones
happened?
Come up to surprise her.
Daisy clones.
And around the table, Daisy is telling the story of how this experience being on the show has helped her with her confidence in her new life, her post-implant life. And it really, you know, Joey
was... The bachelorette life.
Well, maybe, because Joey was kind of a side character in that story, which is fine and true. I'm sure of it. Because, you know, this is a little golden bachelory where if the person has their heart broken, they're still going to be better for having been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like Joey was like, oh, yeah, Joey's been here for that, too.
Yeah.
It really wasn't about their connection.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then they go off and talk about
being
it.
Fired at Daisy
not even
no...
shots. Just like, you know, we're just thinking.
Oh, there's shots.
Thinking through things. Nothing wrong
with
Daisy.
Just talking through some things that
nothing wrong
came
with,
to mind.
I don't mind
nothing
that
wrong
Daisy's
with talking
here for the wrong reasons. I don't care about that.
No. Might be trying to get a budding acting career going.
Do what you can. That's
no shame.
Who wouldn't? And that, no. They talk a little bit about her family, and Joey says, I'm not worried about those conversations. I've got an earbud in my ear with the producer.
No, come on. Taking it too far. Taking it too far.
I'm not worried at all.
Not me. Don't care. They kiss under some fake snow. Daisy teases her family not approving of the situation. Turns out they're fine with it.
Yep.
Anything else about that?
Well, they're trying to trick us into thinking that Daisy isn't going to fall in love with him and isn't already falling in love with him. They're trying to trick us into that.
Well, I
did.
I bought that.
Well, no, that's just producers asking, like, hey, Daisy, what would happen if, like, your family really, really hated Joey? And then they don't show us that question. And then Daisy's like, well, if they really, really hated him, you know, that would be the end of it. And then that's what they show us.
Yeah.
Her saying that this could be it.
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, if this horrible thing happened, that's not going to happen, happens. Then, yeah, it might be cause an issue with this relationship. But yeah. I didn't buy it. Didn't buy it at all.
Well, I only started feeling that way, not because of the family perspective, but because of, you know, Daisy being here for the wrong reasons and all that. So.
Of course.
The family time with Daisy, mom Julie, dad Brandon. No disrespect for Brandon, maybe the oldest Brandon ever. Brandon, I think, is a relatively new name.
Okay,
wouldn't you say? There's not a lot of, like, 70-year-old Brandons. I don't know for sure. I can't think of any historical figures. They're like Brandon.
There's not any Brandons or, like, Jasons.
Yeah, Jason.
70.
If you're 70 and you're Jason, that's strange.
That is strange. You're right. I didn't know his name. I didn't hear it. But now that you're saying that.
And he's not even that old.
Was it the dad or the grand? Was that
the dad?
Are you saying the? Okay.
Grandpa's Ted, formerly Theodore, I imagine.
Okay. Brandon.
Brandon.
And he's 60-year-old
Brandon. Brandon might be 49, honestly. He might be young.
He might not be that old.
But there's not a lot of Brandons that are dads.
I'm trying to think if I know any 50-year-old Brandons, 50 to 60-year-old Brandons.
No, it's
and
the oldest Brandons are mid-40s right now, maybe late 40s. Oldest Brandons in the world. It's like Jalen. Jalen Rose says he was the first Jalen.
Jalen.
Now there's millions
was.
Of Jalens. I don't think he was, but he's probably the inspiration. He's the first famous Jalen.
Yeah.
Sister Josephine, brother Harrison, Grandpa Ted, Grandma Gloria. They run down their date and travel history.
Yep.
Nice moment when Daisy hears her brother's voice. That was kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
She hadn't really... Well, I was going to say before we get into that, I wouldn't have minded... The grandpa and grandma were there. We haven't seen an entertaining grandpa since Gabby. I wouldn't have minded something here, but we didn't get anything. So
well, they must have been real boring because the producers we got a desire for cute grandpa.
We got a desire for cute grandma and grandpas right now, but they must have been duds.
Yeah. Julie, the mom, and Joey, she sees the connection. You can always tell who watches the show. Julie watches the show.
I wrote the same thing, Rim. Daisy's mom, who obviously has seen the show.
Obviously.
sits down with Joey. That's my note. You can read it in her eyes.
You can see that she's a fan.
You can see she's a fan of this show.
The questions those people ask, it wasn't too obvious. It wasn't, you know, Barb necessarily. When Barb like FaceTimed Peter to say, who's in your final four? I got to fill out my bracket. But she was like, so, did you say you love each other yet?
You can tell by how these people smile if they've seen the show or not.
Fans of this show, on the show, you can tell.
I'd be the same way. I'd be asking questions that don't need to be asked.
Julie and Daisy. Right here, it seems to me like Julie hopes Daisy doesn't protect her heart.
Well, Julie talks to Joey. Joey talks about his concern about her not falling in love, not not reciprocating it. And Julie realized, like, I got to put in some work here.
We got to nudge her.
I got to do something here.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I want her to put her walls down and be vulnerable. That's a quote to the camera.
I need to work my magic.
I need my
time to shine.
I need my daughter to really risk her heart on this television show. Otherwise, I will have failed in my duties as a parent. Cut to Brandon, who wants Daisy to do the same thing.
Yeah, crazy.
You just don't often see this at hometown. Parents encouraging the kid to tell the bachelor you love him.
Brandon says an interesting phrase, shoot the shot, if you nail it, it's all the marbles. You hear that, Rip? Have you ever heard that before?
Pew, ding,
Shoot
That's
the
all the
shot.
Marbles.
If you nail it, it's all the marbles.
And if you miss, you land among the stars.
Exactly.
I have a theory about this. And maybe I'm speaking out of turn here.
I have a theory also.
It's probably the same theory. I think it's because of Daisy's, what she went through and her new life, having the implant. They are approaching this like, what's the worst that can happen? Your heart breaks? You'll live.
Well, her dad had a funny moment where he said, you're not going to lose your hearing or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what convinced me. Like, yeah. You've been through worse. And if you're her parents, you don't want her to think she shouldn't. Like, you don't want to hold her back from living life fully. So that was more of, it makes sense, I think, more in that context. But it was funny to see parents be like, do it. Fuck it. Good luck to you.
They were pushing so hard that my thing, I thought.
Well, they ran on The Bachelorette.
Behind the scenes is that they were told that Daisy's the front runner from producers. Daisy's the front runner, just a heads up, but she's being a little hesitant about opening up completely. Just wanted to put that in your ear. Something to think about.
They're sitting in the front yard when everybody's unpacking the gear from the trucks. He's got his coffee in the morning. He's, hey, what's going on, Brandon? The producer looks at him and goes, Brandon? And then they get to talking. And then he's, hey, just, you know, heads up. Like, Daisy's doing really well. You know, like what you just... Hey,
she might win. She might win this thing.
I want to help her get
But she's
got to
open up. Joey's really concerned about someone not... reciprocating the love. Something I just want to let you guys know that in advance.
AB, I was going to say this earlier. That's my prediction. If someone declines Joey or breaks up with Joey at the final, I think it's Daisy.
Oh.
I think it would be Daisy is the one to let Joey down at the final proposal point.
That's interesting.
Spurred on by this coffee front yard conversation.
Prediction?
Yeah.
Well, you think Daisy's going to, that's what you think is going to happen?
I think if someone does that, it
could happen. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think I'm with you. Yeah.
Daisy outside tells Joey she's falling in love with him, and I've been falling in love with you. I didn't love Joey's reaction, his physical reaction, but then he said he feels the same way. He took a big gulp and then mostly just stared at her when she was saying this, and then he says, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Didn't match.
Joey didn't show a ton of emotion this whole episode.
And this, well, he's scared of meeting Maria's dad. I think he knew back in his mind. No, I don't know. Maybe he's playing it cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything else on that one?
No, nothing else here. Falling in love. Front runner.
Yeah. Niagara Falls for Maria's hometown.
Wow.
Maid of the Mist. That's where Jim and Pam ran off during their wedding, I believe.
Was it right there?
I'm almost positive. Didn't they leave their wedding reception or something, or their actual wedding to
Pam and Jim knew that Michael was going to do the forever dance, forever wedding dance, which people forget
which at the time
easily,
was cool.
Easily the coolest thing of all time at the time.
Although the joke in the show was that it's not anymore. That's how cool it was. It became
wasn't
so cool.
Anymore.
Yeah, obviously. But at the time, it was the coolest shit
but
ever.
But at the time, and that was awesome. That shit was awesome when The Office did that.
Yeah, even
that's
when
America
was great.
That's when TV in America was really rocking. People would settle in on Thursdays and watch The Office, and it was awesome. And just have a good time together.
There was nowhere online where you could go argue about it, really.
Mm-mm. It was
just enjoyed
awesome.
It, looked around at the people you were with and said, how about that, huh? A lot of good feelings.
Really rocking. That's when the show was rocking. It went downhill after that, but
should
that's
have been
when
the finale,
the show
but that's
was at
here
its
nor
peak.
There, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What a beautiful, beautiful moment that show was. But yeah, it probably was here, wasn't it? But yeah, they were happened. So Jim and Pam thought that they were going to do the forever dance. So then they got married before the wedding.
And I think they did it on the Maid of the Mist. I think that's a famous.
I think they did that.
Yeah.
I think they did that. Yeah.
Well, these two aren't where Jim and Pam were at in their relationship. They're more into kissing and messing around. She snuck on some whiskey, some Canadian whiskey, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They discussed the near self-elimination from last week.
Maria says she's thinking she was taking the easy way out when she was doing that and tells Joey that will never happen again. And I
you know, that'll it's definitely happen again. if you are going to be with Maria, there are going to be multiple times that she threatens to leave the relationship at all stages of the relationship.
I can envision, I like Maria, I can envision her interrupting a dance on Dancing with the Stars when there's a move where, like, his partner rubs his chest, bare chest. You think Maria, or cut to Maria just scowling on her face in the audience.
Storming out.
Yeah, storming out.
Threatening to end the relationship. That's just part of the game with Maria.
AB, and it's not because she actually feels that way. I'll put it that way. She likes to get the moments on the
screen.
No,
no. Of course.
The big reveal about this in this portion was that Maria has not introduced a boyfriend to her family. Well, coupled with she mentioned she's daddy's little girl.
Mm-hmm.
We know what the... You know, they were doing the Godfather music in the opening scene. We know what the dad implication is.
Can we
recipe
talk
for
about
tension?
Can we talk about the Godfather music?
Yeah,
is that okay? Can they?
I
is that
know.
Okay
That's
in the
me
Italian
to
family? Like someone AB. Needs to. Is this okay? What they're insinuating they're mobsters, right?
That's
obviously
Slip
what they're
the
trying
fishes,
to show.
Yeah.
So, is there anything to be concerned about here? That's the question of the week.
I mean, he was making vague like threats, and that was they're playing into that. I think was the idea, like,
okay,
you know, she's never brought anybody home to me. I don't want to see her get hurt. That's a big like, or there'll be problems. You know me. And,
that's what I'm saying. That's why it seems like it might be offensive.
It might be. First, we start with Maria and her sister. Another person encouraging a contestant to put their heart out there.
You need to open yourself up and not be scared and let your guard down.
No other way to fall in love.
Yep.
They cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Then Joey with Nick. You tell me, AB. Get the unbuttoned shirt, get the gold rolly in your face. who's in charge here? It ain't Joey. I know that. Dad brings up the accident. I had forgotten about the accident. That was a group date conversation.
I forgot about that too.
Nick says to Joey, it doesn't mean anything if Joey says he's falling for Maria because you're saying the same things to the other three. So we touched on some of the classic like objections.
Yeah.
But nothing really
nothing came of it. This is disappointing. Extremely disappointing. We didn't see any stogies. We didn't see...
Well, that's the biggest issue is they're not.
That's
the lack
a huge
of smoking,
issue.
Nicotine, yeah.
Lack of stogies really caught me by surprise and was disappointing.
When Joey told Nick, I haven't expressed I'm falling in love with anyone, I felt like that was kind of a little bit of a fib, unless the timing was
lie?
Different. I don't. He hasn't
he
said something like
Daisy?
That. But people say things and then he'll go, I feel the same way, like he did with Daisy, and he may have with Kelsey A. I don't know.
This probably wasn't the last date is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure this wasn't, you know.
Joey met Nick where he was in terms of seriousness. Take this very seriously. I take your daughter very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was strange that Joey asked for the blessing. I think that he probably had his feet to the fire on that one. Especially
we
since we saw how
this.
It played out.
Yeah.
Anything on Maria and her dad?
Maria's dad tells her that he asked for her hand in marriage. This seemed to mean a lot to Maria.
She seemed to think it was against the rules for him to reveal
seemed
that.
Like it was against the rules. I think this was fine.
I agree.
Rules-wise, as the official carrier of the rule book. Maria says it seems like she's going to give it a shot. And her dad, disappointingly...
Shockingly and embarrassingly.
Basically gives his approval and says this is the happiest she's ever been. So it's all for nothing. You're playing the Godfather music. And
for nothing.
For nothing. This isn't the Godfather.
Godfather is more like a...
If you're playing that, I expect
there's
a car
be
to
some
get blown
threats.
Up or something.
There's got to be something.
Some sort of threat.
Some sort of undertone of violence. Sadly, it wasn't here.
Yes, it was. Very sadly, it was not here.
Maria also felt like asking for the blessing meant something for her chances and that it just doesn't anymore. I think we used to look at it that way and now it's just like...
He asks everyone. If you've seen this show, you got to understand that he's asked everyone. He asked Daisy's dad. We didn't see it.
They just,
but
they
I'm
either
sure
show
he
or they
asked
don't.
It.
Yeah.
They either show it or they don't, but I think he asked all four. Just in case, do I have your blessing? It's not even really asking.
No. They're making me do this is basically how it starts usually.
Yeah.
When it's time to tell Joey how she really feels, and Maria has been encouraged by her sister and her dad.
Wow.
To tell him how she really feels, and she holds back.
I think this was the end of her. I really do. Based on the look on his face, he was dejected leaving this date. I think she blew it. Do you think she would go home?
I'm patting myself otherwise? On the back for this.
Did you say this?
Statement. I said, I'll tell you why she did this in the moment so she can have a moment at the rose ceremony. So she can pull him
you
before
want,
the
You think she wanted to pull him?
I.
Do you think she flew too close to the sun here? She just did
yes.
this.
She was letting it ride. She was doubling down.
She was doubling down.
Said that.
I think she pushed it too far.
I agree.
Had she not done this last time, it might have worked, but I think...
Well, here's the thing. He did it last time. He pulled her before the rose ceremony last time.
That's right.
But
yeah.
the move last time was her saying, I might leave, and then she goes in the other room, and then comes back and is like, I don't want to leave. I'm just fucking with you.
I think she pushed it a little too far with this. When you're down to your final four... Joey's not going to change his mind there. Okay.
No,
it's too late. Like it's simply too late. I'm not going to, I thought about this all weekend and I came to the decision that I'm letting Maria go. I'm keeping Rachel, Kelsey and Daisy. I'm not going to change. Alert. I've already talked myself into it.
Yeah.
Even if I like Maria,
you're talking about at the rose
best.
Ceremony now.
At the rose ceremony, the lead is not going to change his mind because of getting pulled last minute.
No, not a chance.
It's too late at that point. She just didn't understand that.
No.
Do you think if she would have said this, if she would have said, I'm falling in love or I'm in love with you at the hometown, it would have made a difference? Or do you not think so?
Maybe, but I think he was over the fake going home, the threat to leave last week.
That
I think
stuck
he,
with him.
I think it was all he was over it at that point. I didn't know it then, but you could see it when she did at the rose ceremony. He was like, "Not this shit again."
Yeah, but I think it would have been different just based on how he looked when she didn't say it.
Yeah,
it was such an awkward conversation when for her not to say that she's falling in love with him, and I think he was expecting it. Yeah. And when she didn't say it,
it was very awkward.
It was over.
She was like, "Good to see you, buddy."
Yeah, it was good to see you.
I think Joey also may have been a little spooked by, you know, her dad was saying things like, I've never seen her so happy and all this stuff. Yeah. And if we go back to, she's never met any of her boyfriends. What are you comparing it to?
Oh, so good point.
He may have looked at the family interaction and been like, I don't want to be like the one to break the ice on this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, run the risk of like maybe them mm-hmm. not feeling the way about me that they're showing right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm with you.
She doesn't open up. And she wanted the moment.
It was
or
a
maybe
dud of
she
a moment
realized
too.
Too late. I don't know. Yeah. But it was a big mistake. We'll never know that.
We'll never know what could have been.
We'll never know what could have been, but this will haunt her.
Unless
probably not.
Pulls a Peter and they just get back together and are on and off for several years.
You know, I wouldn't put it at even odds that these two will be together at some point in life again. But I wouldn't. That wouldn't be the most stunning thing.
I'll wait to see who, what happens in the finale before making that.
Yeah,
prediction. All rose ceremonies after hometown should be at the hangar.
The hangar is the best, most iconic setting.
It is
that television has to offer.
Whole season should
reality
be there.
Television.
It's the best lighting.
There's no better
you can
place.
Get on this show.
There's nothing better.
They should have them walk out of the helicopter or walk out of the private jet
airplane. Yeah.
To make it look like they just landed, or at the very least, drop them off in a helicopter, even if they only flew from the other side of the hangar. Step out.
Wind blowing. Yeah.
Jesse helps you down from the stairs.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You're in a hangar anyway. Might as well go all out.
You're right. You're right. That would be better. But I do like that the cars pull all the way in there. They're still doing that looks good. The cars pull in.
Could be improved.
Open the doors. It looks good.
Maria pulls Joey off to the side. Yeah. I said, I think this is a little different with only one person going home here. Last time when he pulled her, we said if she comes back, she's getting a rose. I didn't think this one. No, for whatever reason, I thought, you know, that can't be how it's revealed.
I don't think he's allowed to send her home here. We're all at the hangar. We got the roses.
You send her home. There's no ceremony. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no rose ceremony. I was hyped though when she did it. Yeah. Let's go.
This Come could on. Be it. Well, you're
this
rooting
could
for
be it.
Her.
I'm rooting for her at this point. Absolutely rooting for her. I was hopeful.
I think he was just done with the dramatics. He was not. His reaction to this was like, "All right, let's get you back here."
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
Yeah. No, it doesn't change a thing. Yeah, I didn't think this was after it happened. Whatever he was gonna do, he's gonna do. I didn't think this was gonna change it.
The roses were Daisy, Kelsey.
Easy first rose.
Easy.
Flowed off the tongue.
Daisy. Goes without saying.
Goes without saying, Daisy.
Kelsey, and then Rachel.
Yeah.
Outside the hangar, they have a little conversation. Chin's up. Head held high. She did her job. This person was on a 2-on-1 and made it to hometown.
She made it this
far. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
I agree.
Okay.
Anything on her car ride or anything else with Maria? Any final words you want to say?
I don't think so. No, I really enjoyed her as a cast member and hope we see more. I hope she's the Bachelorette.
Wow.
She's my pick for the Bachelorette if I could choose. I think it'd be entertaining. Mm-hmm. Just a good cast member.
I agree.
Respect. Crazy respect for you and what you brought to this TV show.
2-on-1 from a 2-on-1.
2-on-1.
To a hometown.
To a hometown. Yeah. Sabotaging yourself the entire time.
Yeah. But then like unsabotaging yourself.
But then fixing it.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
What she did was impressive.
773-234-7794 is the mailbag. Last week's question was kind of like, I don't know, what power rankings, other thoughts. And like I said here, enough people are picking Kelsey A and calling out our lack of understanding of what's happening with Kelsey A and Joey that I'm reasonably confident they are spoiled and are submarining their spoilers to us and by, you know, proxy, all the listeners of this show. So if it's Kelsey A, I'm going to be upset with specific mailbag contributors.
Write down those names.
I will. I'll ban them. I'll suspend them at the very least. 970 area code says, winner Kelsey A. I've thought she was a front runner since the beginning.
Liar. Since the beginning? That's a lie. That is a lie.
My contention since with Kelsey A is not that they don't have chemistry or that I don't see anything between them. My contention
since
is that they haven't shown enough of Kelsey A for me to think that's a real person here. But now we're getting there. Now it's undeniable. She's a top three contender.
And she's had 2 1-on-1s. Yeah.
I'm not sure about him and Rachel. And I, you know, we think suddenly that Daisy might have some underlying intentions.
Ulterior motives.
It might be Kelsey A.
Yeah.
Second from 970 area code says Daisy, too boring. And then third, Maria, the next Bachelorette. A lot of these were before the episode, of course. Thank you, 970. Amy says, I've been taking notes throughout the season. And week 2, I knew Joey really liked Kelsey A.
Oh.
The things he said
to her. These are like traitors. This is like from traitors. Trishelle on traitors. She has her notebook.
She has her notebook. Yeah. And spoiler alert, she's spot on about one of her guesses. Side note, Peter and Ek and Sue allegedly had a little...
I've heard that.
Fling on the
A
trailer.
Little fling.
Ooh, Peter. Yeah. You thought he wasn't distracted?
Around.
Oh, no,
you're not going to get Peter on a reality TV show and him not come out with a fling, okay?
The things he said to her were just different, and there was a sparkle in his eye when he talked to her.
She said a sparkle?
That's what Amy
said.
Noted
a sparkle?
Who? What?
Amy noted a sparkle.
But
that's important.
You know, between me and you, I think Amy's revising her notes at bolstering her.
Added sparkle?
Yeah, yeah. Probably didn't notice a sparkle, but like added in that. I noticed a sparkle.
I noticed a sparkle. Yeah.
We're just jealous. We didn't see this happening. I knew she was going to go far. I binged the first 4 or 5 episodes in one weekend. That's interesting context. So maybe that's how I saw the connection episode to episode. That being said, her screen time has been so minimal outside of her one-on-ones that I cannot believe she would win. I agree, Amy. That or I could swing the other way and say that maybe her footage too clearly shows her as a favorite, so they're cutting it up to keep us guessing. Zach's season, that's an interesting theory. Zach's season wasn't any fun because we knew it was going to be Katie the entire time. My guess is that she's number 3, though. Thank you, Amy. Her power rankings are 1, Daisy, 2, Maria, 3, Kelsey A, 4, Rachel. Jessica from San Diego, my power rankings are 3, Maria, 2, Daisy, 1, Kelsey A. I agree with last week's mailbag comment. You guys are 100% sleeping on Kelsey A. There have been subtle and not so subtle signs for weeks that Joey is super into her. He always gives her strong reassurance during the one-on-one moments, and he told her a couple weeks ago that he had zero doubts about her. Most telling, when she whispered to him that she was falling for him, he pulled himself very close and said, "Say that again." Woo! Titillating.
Ooh, that's that, got gave me. Me chills. That gave me chills.
Little belt loop pull.
God.
Jessica
God
continues,
damn.
It was steamy AF.
How did we miss that?
Last week, after their not-so-polar plunge, Joey went on about how he couldn't stop touching or kissing Kelsey A. I think the chemistry between Joey and Daisy has waned in the last couple weeks. Their connection does not appear to have staying power. I think Maria is novel and exciting to him. They clearly have physical chemistry, but I don't think Joey sees a relationship with her in the real world. That being said, Maria for Bachelorette. Thank you, Jessica.
Maria for Bachelor. We all can agree on that.
I'm not sure we can. I'm not sure we as a collective.
Are there any Polar Plunge comments?
Yeah, there are.
Okay,
there are.
Good.
Have, why? You say that like you've been reading some skepticism.
I've read some.
Yeah. For the record, we may not have made it clear.
I've read
I did not mean to imply that the water was 72
wasn't
degrees.
Warm.
It was cold
no,
as
we
shit. Don't get me
warm.
Wrong. But
it was cold.
Wasn't,
it wasn't,
it wasn't 35 degrees.
It wasn't that cold.
Meant. Yeah. That's all.
Okay. I'd do it. I would jump in that water.
Yeah.
I'd jump in that water.
Leisurely stroll out. Say anybody have a towel. Not in any rush. Mary from Iowa. Mary's power rankings are 4, Rachel, 3, Maria, 2, Daisy, 1, Kelsey A. I think Kelsey A and Daisy are top two. I think at this point, Joey is in love with Daisy. But my prediction, I have no reason for this, is that Daisy will ask to meet him the day of the engagement and will break it off because she doesn't love him.
Oh, wow.
Then he'll get engaged to the only one left, Kelsey A, who he also loves, but was not originally going to pick. I also picked Kelsey A to win as a night one prediction based on her edit, so I'm probably biased. Thank you, Mary. AB, we've read some responses so far. How many of them said Kelsey A is going to win?
All of them.
Or is like up there, yeah?
All of them, right?
All of them. 514 area code. Yeah. My track record isn't the best for finale predictions, but I really think Kelsey is going to
win. Can't be worse than ours.
Well, all these people read stuff. You know how it is.
I think
their connection will be more apparent in the last few episodes, and they had amazing one-on-ones. I think Maria scared Joey last episode. Her biggest fear is someone leaving slash not being all in. We'll see. If Daisy doesn't win, I think she might be a lock for Bachelorette. She seems witty, so that could be fun. P.S. Ribbon is correct. The cold plunges are usually in the winter slash early spring. That water was cold, no doubt, but not polar cold.
Cold, no doubt.
I'm Canadian, so hey.
Not polar cold.
Thank you, 514. Polar plunge comments, a couple more. 801 area code. This polar plunge was a sham. Let's not forget the polar plunge on Sean Lowe's season where they had a lifeguard and EMT on site. They had the shiny blankets to wrap up afterwards.
If you don't have the shiny blankets and the EMT, you aren't doing a polar plunge, okay?
We don't make the rules. Tierra,
simple as that.
Tierra, one of the all-time greatest drama performers, had to be carried to the SUV and put in a wheelchair because she was hyperventilating.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greatest dramatic moments in Bachelor history. Thank you, 801. 512 says, boys, I got to correct you on the polar plunge aspect. Uh-oh. The water is cold. I swim in natural water year-round. Natural spring water tends to be more temperature controlled, in my experience. Meaning the water is 67 degrees all year round and swimmable all year round. Lake water is not like that. Imagine going swimming in Lake Michigan in October. I tried it once in Texas in mid-November and was humbled. 50 degrees is still cold for staying in the water. It just isn't freezing. Thank you, 512. We have a few others. Erica from Worcester. If I'm not mistaken, we haven't gotten any sexy shower scenes with Joey.
No.
Do we think Joey shut this down because he is our golden boy? Or is this post-Mike Fleiss era changes? Zach's season was chock full of these scenes. Yeah, I mean,
no
I'm pretty, I see below some of these guys' waist sometimes. I see Matt James, I mean, you know, the V area. I see all that stuff.
Could be a new world. No more shower scenes for our
I wouldn't mind
hunks,
it.
Our bachelor hunks.
I don't think that this was Joey making some kind of moral stand.
Joey's playing ball.
Well, no matter who's in charge of the show, no lead is bigger than the show.
No. No.
Joey put his foot down.
Joey especially wouldn't be the one gets to call the shots. No.
They're not putting the kids in charge. They're not putting the inmates in running the asylum here.
This must be a decision made from the top. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But that's a good call, Erica. I did not, that is had not cross my mind because we usually see a lot of those. Laura K, starry to burst AB's bubble, but his investigative journalism regarding BIP failed to mention that even though BIP wasn't announced until May of last year, this year is different. They have announced that Golden Bachelorette is filming at the same time that Bachelor in Paradise is usually filmed. Golden Bachelorette didn't exist until 2023, I guess 2024. The filming schedule for 2024 is Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor, and then Bachelor for 2025.
When's Bachelorette?
Bachelorette will be next.
In May or something?
Usually premieres in like May, May or June.
Okay.
And then Golden Bachelorette after that. Golden Bachelor, fall, winter. I don't know for sure. I don't know. Things change. AB didn't want to hear it.
No, I mean, that's not proof either.
Like, it's just more evidence.
Bachelor in Paradise and Golden Bachelor aired at the exact same time. Who's to say
They weren't filmed at the same time.
So?
We'll see.
So?
We'll see. I'm getting to the point now. I want there to not be Paradise because it'd be funnier.
Either way, it's going to be funny. It's going to be an I told you show. Yeah, so moment you, like, you've never seen from me. Or I'll be eating my humble pie. I might just not do this show anymore if that happens.
Go ahead and bet your podcasting career on it then.
No, I can't do that. London, I would never.
London from Minnesota. I was on a mission hand on Bible to go spoiler free this season. I'm not watching, just listening to the pod. And my mom spoiled the season for me.
Golly.
So I'm now seeking revenge. Any ideas on how to get back to her for this, back at her for this one? No, I don't like revenge. I don't like
revenge.
Revenge,
you don't like
or
revenge
or pranks. Those two. No. Mistakes happen.
Pretty unforgivable mistake though, Rim.
Sounds like you want London's mom to feel the pain.
No, I don't know. Maybe spoil one of her shows. It's a tit for tat.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Spoil one of her shows? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all actually fully on board with that.
Yeah, spoil one. She knows she's going to pick up a new show.
Yeah, you encourage her to pick up a new show. Spoil it right before.
You know, you'll really like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
Well, I think we're going to need a shorter show. Although, unless you want to play the long game, wait for like 6 years while she catches up.
Yeah, wait for a long time and then tell her how the ending.
773-234-7794. Do you have a question for next week? Tough part of the season for the mailbag.
Yeah, have we done Bachelorette yet? Have we done that? Yeah, I think I was saving something for this week. What did I say I was saving?
I don't know. I
think it's Bachelorette. Bachelorette favorites.
Okay,
let's do that.
Okay, and why?
And why, please?
Do you have a headline?
No.
Okay.
It's too much. I almost saw a spoiler before the episode.
What did you it's almost see?
What happened to Maria?
Oh, I thought you were talking final rose. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Power rankings. Let's hear yours first.
I'm going Rachel 3-2, Kelsey A-1, Daisy. I believe it is Kelsey A in that limo, resulting in Joey crying. That is my prediction.
I am going to agree with you, even though I said I think Daisy might be the one who breaks his heart or something. Mm-hmm. Rachel 3, Kelsey A 2, Daisy 1. I don't feel great about that. You could switch Daisy or Kelsey. You could really switch.
You can see Kelsey now. Can you see Rachel winning? I could see it, potentially.
I could see it. I could see it. Rachel might be too
level-headed,
rational, and not like going on the fairy tale journey.
Maybe that ends up what he likes.
It might be. It might be. That's why it's possible she wins. I'm not excluding her at all.
A rock solid top three that where I don't fully know what's going to happen.
Yes. Yes. I'm putting Kelsey A at one. I'm moving her back. And it's only because
the people in the mailbag.
The mailbag.
That are spoiled.
They're spoiled. And they're spoiling the season for me, and I'm spoiling it for you and everybody listening. Yeah. This season's spoiled. Because of, let me read their names again. 970. Amy had Daisy number one. Jessica from San Diego, spoiled. Mary from Iowa, spoiled. 514 area code, spoiled. Rim. Spoiled.
Rim? Spoiled.
Spoiled.
What did Joey do with Gypsy Rose? What was that? What did he do there?
That was...
I see some headlines about
to,
that.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah. That's he thought right. He got her confused with... Which we completely defended. That's a totally rational brain fart to have with a camera in front of you when you're looking at a person with three names.
Yeah, it's just a three-name situation.
It's a three-name situation.
Bachelor star Joey reveals if he's heard from Gypsy Rose Blanchard after cringy blunder. That's the headline of the week.
Okay.
And the answer is no. The whole article is no. Well, no, he hasn't heard. And that was it.
It would be bad if he did, right? Because she is a murderer? Is that correct? Or a kidnapper?
I think she... A
couple of millennial guys.
I'm talking completely out of turn. When people were getting tipsy for Gypsy, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. This is a complete blind spot, so I don't know. Gypsy, I think she went to jail for killing her mom, and then maybe it was self-defense, and that's why she got out, or maybe it didn't happen.
You know,
it's one of those two.
It
either didn't happen at all, or... Well, I think she got married in prison.
Okay. Oh, to someone on the outside, and that's kind of like, it's like a love story.
I think they might have broke up now. I don't know. I need to get more familiar with that. I'm waiting for a docuseries of some sort to fill me in.
Real TV Fantasy scoring update.
Here's the headline. The Bachelor fans uninterested in finishing season after elimination of the People's Princess.
Oh,
People's
I love Princess the headline.
I would love People's Princess on a t-shirt for me.
The People's Princess.
The People's Princess.
That's amazing. The season leader for the Real TV Fantasy Scoring League is Derek Isn't Perfect from Meredith T. She has, I'm not a math guy, but I want to say 150-point lead, 1422 to 1285 over Madison P., who is trying her best, but is, you know, sometimes, you know, you run into a Tiger Woods and you don't win a major for a while.
Madison P's been called out too many times to actually want to win this, to be honest. She's probably sabotaging herself, if I know her.
She's point shaving a little bit.
Yeah. You don't want to win.
Hmm. 50 people tied for first on the episode this week with 140 points. The winner of this week's sticker is Sabrina F. Drinking Pop. Team Drinking Pop. If you would like to redeem your sticker, send us a message on either Instagram or our mailbag, 773-234-7794, and we will get you a sticker. Derek Isn't Perfect. Go ahead and start picking out a t-shirt. RimandAB.com.
Unless you have something you would like to confess.
If you confess to cheating, Meredith, we will still get you a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get the t-shirt.
We'll get you a t-shirt. We'll get you a sticker for honesty.
Yeah. Be a special sticker.
Shirt's going to be hard to wear if you know you cheated.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, I know she's already come out and defended herself.
I know.
But I'm just letting everyone know. If you cheated and you get that t-shirt, you're always going to be thinking about that. Okay.
Thanks again to everyone for playing. We have two more episodes to score and give away stickers for. We have the spreadsheet, the Refer a Friend Month spreadsheet with all 100 and some entrants. And I'm going to randomize it.
Okay.
Five times. The top two people on the spreadsheet will win a t-shirt. The next 10 will win stickers. The winners, sticker winners first. I will tag all these people on Instagram if they have Instagram. Sabby Hammy, Cat M. Sullivan, Block Shaped Head, Jocelyn H. Jackson, Nisvetic. Oh man, this is, I don't know about this one, AB. Nisvetakekic. Congratulations. Ava Melinda, I Don't Feel Famous Yet, Super Scrupulous, Ring My Mel, and last but not least, Mahalia X. Congrats to the sticker winners.
Congratulations.
We will tag you on Instagram if yours was an Instagram submission. The two t-shirt winners are J.K. Tufano and Christine Simons.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you all for everyone tagging. Thank you to everyone for sharing the show with your friends. AB, what is Refer a Friend Month? The lifeblood of the show.
The lifeblood of the show.
That's right. Well said.
The lifeblood of the show.
Well, very well done. Send us a message on Instagram or the mailbag to claim your prizes. Okay. Anything else? Any predictions for Fantasy Suites overnight dates?
I hope it was better than this.
Maria return, perhaps, in the vein of
I doubt
who's
it.
That guy from Charity Season?
I doubt it.
How did I forget his name already?
Oh, your boy.
Yeah, my guy.
Sears has a heart attack.
Aaron.
Sears has a heart attack, Aaron.
I would love to see Aaron with Maria's dad. Talk about two guys, you know, battling.
Wow,
yeah, serious. You take this serious, Nick? You have no clue how serious I take this. All right, Aaron for Bachelor. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.